Spotlight Shines.
Well, it is Spotlight here at Bucky Library, and Lynn Anderson, what a fantastic talk you've just given, and I think everyone in the audience has gone back thinking, right, I'm either going to go have a look at your e-books on Kindle or whatever, or go and borrow from the library. I think I still see a few people down at the desk queuing up, which is amazing to see. So how did you feel tonight, Lynn?
Well, I love coming to this part of the world because you always get great turnout and they're always very enthusiastic, the users of the library. So that was a lot of fun. Excuse me. You can tell I've done a lot of talking.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing discussion and has. Very enjoyable discussion, I have to say. So.
I quite like talking about the background to the main character and how the books came about. It gives people a sort of sense of yeah, where the stories come from.
And I suppose a taste for the genre as well.
Yes. Yeah, and as I was saying to the audience, it's all about character. And if you're going to write a series, people come back to a series because of the characters. They mm-hmm. fall in love with the character. I do it the same with other people's series.
Well, they're sort of like your babies at
they
the end
are.
Of the day.
And you mustn't mess with them.
Yes, exactly. No.
You can
imagine.
Tax them and make life difficult for them, but don't mess with my character.
Yeah, I can. I think I get that from every author that we've spoken to.
And it's interesting too, because if you get different male characters like D.S. McNabb and as Professor Magnus Piri, and I usually find the ones that really like McNabb haven't got as much time for Piri and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, they've sort of chosen their favourite.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you'd maybe take Rona up into the Bucky area at some point too?
Well, I've been up here a lot at various libraries, and I love this part of the coast. The last place I was at was up at Fraserburgh, so I've sort of gone right round the corner. And yeah, I was saying that the hotel I stayed in, the room at the front, was looking out on that little lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic view. And
yeah.
Why, is there somebody up here you want me to murder?
No, but I work for, as well as doing this, I work for an accessible bus service company.
Yeah.
And they're always talking about, oh, right, okay, we really write a realistic sort of like crime-based story using the bus as our mode of transport. And they regularly mention Rona and McNabb
oh,
in it.
Right.
So
oh, well,
you never know.
Think about that. I mean, it's interesting. I was saying to them earlier that, you know, the book that comes out in August is actually set in my home area
mm-hmm.
of the Spey Valley, and that will be book 12, so it's taken me a long time to
write.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
More about, you know, can you really murder your neighbours? Or
yeah,
people always
yeah.
think they're in the book.
Yeah.
You know? Or, oh, is that me? Or, oh, I think I know who that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's wonderful is when you locate it in a particular area, people, they love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the one, None But the Dead, set in Sandy, the whole of Sandy turned out when
imagine.
That book was launched.
Yeah.
And they didn't mind that I had murdered somebody, you know, up on Sandy. So one assumes it would be the same here.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Because we're all so close knit and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think my ladies on board the Babs bus would be thinking, oh, right, okay, who could we
knock
off or something?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so the kind of stories I get, but they are regularly mentioned of your
well, they do
characters.
Say, I've heard plenty of crime writers say, you know, if they get into a stramash with someone, maybe in a, you know, car, traffic or anything, or there's somebody that really has annoyed them, they think, actually, I'm saving you up, I'm going to
Oh, well, brilliant. Well, we wish you all the very best for the launch of book 12 coming to Edinburgh Book Festival, and thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Thank you.
Spotlight, supporting Babs Dial-A-Bus. You've been listening to Spotlight on Radio Bucky.